You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is time for us now to get into our next segment, our Grow Model at 12 minutes after 1. We are welcoming now our next guest, the good pastor. He too has been with us for the rest of the entire week. Pastor is not only here for the week, but he has been here taking the questions and helping us, you know, craft perspective, understanding on the matter. Pastor Justice Muntukura, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much once again for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother and I. Good afternoon, listeners, wherever you are listening us from. A very pleasant afternoon. Thank God for this wonderful time.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We're still talking about walking with God. And for today, we're focusing on finishing the walk well. Not just walking and saying, I once walked with God, but finishing the walk well. And the goal isn't just to start the walk. It's not just to do the walk, it's to finish faithfully from beginning to end. And I know, I understand on the journey we might stumble and fall from time to time, but when the walk comes to an end, we ought to finish it faithfully well with God. And well, it's about growing in trust, obedience, and love with God, right? So like Paul, we aim to say, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have run the good race. It's not about perfection. It's about perseverance. That's what we want to talk about. And that's how we're going to finish this walk with Pastor Muntukura, talking about that. And what does it mean really to finish your walk with God well?
Okay. Yes, finishing, it can be positive. It can be negative in the sense that some will finish their walk like Abel. Some sealed their fate with their own blood. Some will finish their walk like Abraham, like Elisha. But after all, the journey has to come to an end. Mm-hmm. What is important in finishing? For one, to keep the faith.
Yeah.
I like in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verses 8, it says, the end of the matter is better than its beginning.
Yeah.
And patience is better than pride. So as Paul is putting it in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 there, I have fought the good fight.
Yeah.
I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Mm.
So there is a reward at the end. The righteous will be rewarded. I like in the book of Galatians, it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Mm. A man will reap what he has sown. So someday the journey will come to an end.
That's right.
We don't know how it will end. We don't know when it will end, but eventually the journey will come to an end. And my plan is, if it's going to end, we have like Moses, even in one of the scriptures, Psalm 90, verses 12, he says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Mm.
So in this journey, a journey that we know that one of these days it will come to an end, we need God to guide us, and we need perseverance as we journey to our end.
Yeah, yeah. What distractions or detours threaten our long-term faithfulness, Mpundis?
Yeah, there many distance. There are so many details that surmounts our way. I like Paul, he puts it there in the book of Ephesians chapter 12. He says, for we do not wrestle against blood and
flesh and blood.
Against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against the principalities, against powers, against the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly place. Acts told mount such as courage, mount rejection, loneliness, tribulation, disgrace, patience, and naked. All these are distractions that may come our way. We understand we are in a great controversy where important decisions have to be made. Decisions for good or for bad. We sometimes make bad decisions as people in choosing friends, in choosing life partners. These may be snares. These may become detours. These may become distractions in a way. But oh, I like Job, after he was faced with so many challenges in his way, he stood firm. He says in chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the end he shall stain." So this must be our encouragement. There are so many details. Job, he faced so many challenges in his life. And I like Paul in the book Ephesians 5, 15. He says, "Walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil." So we should know that we are in a battle and there are challenges and details. Thank you.
So how can we support each other in enduring to the end?
Yes, we need to come together as church members, as families, supporting each other emotionally, spiritually, socially, and physically.
Right.
There are so many challenges in our way. Praying together is also vital. They say a family that prays together stays together.
Right, right.
We saw that in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32. And we hear that now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his.
Yeah.
But they had all things in common. Verse 34 goes on to say, "Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. For all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them on the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need." So we are our brother's keeper. We have to keep our clothes. The journey is still going on. We have to look after it. One another, and at the end of the day, we'll make it in this race.
Right, right. So we have been told that we must always keep that Ellen White quote: "We have nothing to fear, lest we forget how God has led us in the past." You know, that quote has been drummed into our ears. But my curiosity is, why is reflecting on God's past faithfulness vital for moving forward?
Okay. Yeah, starting from that quote from the last day events, one writer says, "We go forward by looking backwards. We have nothing to fear for the future except as we forget the way the Lord has led us and the teachings in his past, in the past history." So the past history of the saints must remain to us as a constant reminder. We are reminded how those who walked this journey before us, how they maneuvered, how God helped them. So if we keep that in mind, therefore, we'll be able to walk the path without any... without any challenges, because we have learned from them. We learned from our past mistakes. We have learned from their challenges, how they we can correct our mistakes from looking from back from those saints who lived before us. And the Bible is also there for us as a guide to help us. It's the Bible, in the Bible alone. If we stick with the Bible, then the future is going to be smooth for us.
Yeah. So what legacy do you hope your walk with God leaves behind, you particularly as an individual, Mfundis?
I remember the legacy that Jesus left us. He only lived 33 and a half years on this planet Earth, but musicians have not exhausted songs about Jesus. Books, they are full of the stories of Jesus. Comedians, they have skits about Jesus. So my prayer is I should not leave this planet Earth without leaving a legacy.
Right.
A legacy like that of Dorcas. When he died, the whole community gathered and presented tangible evidence about what she was doing. In the Bible times, people fought for their names whilst they were on their deathbed. In Genesis chapter 48, verse 14, everyone realized the need to be remembered and talked about after their death. So we need to leave a legacy. I'm told that if you go to the graveyard of Bob Marley today, that musician, at his graveyard, it is written, Bob lives. And it's true that he is still living today, because I see the Rastafarians today, they mimic him. I see the Rastafarians today, they walk after him. So he left a legacy in the industry of music. So as Christians, we should also leave the legacy. Just like you, my brother and I, you have to leave a legacy. And they should remember you that there was once a gentleman by the name Nai here, who was a journalist who was working and who was a faithful and ardent man of God. So we have to leave legacy, just like Job, just like Abraham and many other patriarchs. They left their legacy. So we have to leave a legacy. As long as we live for Christ, we have to replicate, we have to copy after him. He left a legacy, and we should also leave a legacy.
Got it loud and clear. That's how we're going to leave our conversation. Mfundis, thank you very much. You have indeed left a legacy for this show. We appreciated you being here with us for the rest of the week. May God bless you, and have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow and a productive preparation
thank
day
you.
Today. Thank you, Mfundis.
Thank you, Sam, to you. We have a blessed Sabbath. And to the viewers, I'm out. God bless you. God be with you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.